Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. My name is James Vincent Michael O'Brien, and I got Jake Ronald Storielli with me. Eric Hendricks was the first to say something in the chat, so he's here. We got another game at the Trop, Jake. Last game at the Trop this season, and that's something to celebrate. Jake, how you doing?
We'll see.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah. Fucking yeah. Oh, sorry.
Oh my god.
I forked the speaker. The mic.
Forked me before.
Yeah, I poked you with a fork once in the rice. Jake, how you doing? Your hair still looks good.
Many times you've hit me with the fork end of a fork. I need you to know that.
Yeah, I said once or twice.
It's not a once or twice.
Okay. Wow. You're getting some compliments on your hair right away in the chat.
Yeah, and they're right. It's a lifestyle. Me and waiters were probably grinding it out forever at this point.
I will say this. You did more poof today, and it looks even better.
Dude, I'm telling you. I'm kind of – I don't get it. I showed the lady a picture. She clearly had an idea what was going on, and she didn't poof me. She just expected me to poof myself.
That's the story of
your
life.
And at the end of the day – it turns into a mathematical equation. Like, the more you can stretch this out, the better my structure looks. My Uncle Pete gave a speech like that one time, but it was to my cousin Jenna. She didn't respond too well to that speech, but it was true.
All right. Have you seen the lineup? I know that it's on your screen, but have you gotten a chance to take it all in?
Didn't have lineups, yeah.
Lineup for the Yankees is as follows. DJ LeMahieu is playing third base and leading off. Aaron Judge is back in the field, playing right field. Brett Gardner in the three hole, the lefty splitting up the big righties, because Giancarlo Stanton is DHing behind him. Gleyber Torres batting fifth, playing second base. Didi Gregorius in the five hole. Louis Linwood Voigt playing first base. Higashioka behind the dish. And then Tyler Wade, poof brother Wade, rounding it out, playing left field. And Johnny Lasagna on the bump. Some initial thoughts. Gio Urshela is not in the lineup. If he was, I kind of would have been upset. Like, I think some people might be thinking, damn, Gio's in the lineup. It may be worse than we think. But no, keep him out of the lineup because he's hurt.
Yeah, he got hit with a pitch in the hand. He should be out of the lineup. Yeah, and didn't Judge play right field yesterday, Jim?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Stanton's DH and twice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because so
they weren't playing him on the turf. So, yeah, Urshela's out. That makes sense. Higgy's in there. That also makes sense. Wade's World, party time. And, yeah, we see Gardy come back after his day off.
I like Gardner. You like Gardner splitting up the big guys? You know Gardner loves that. Like, Gardner's talking shit about that.
Brett feels at home for the first time in his life.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Tyler Wade's getting so much play, which is someone like this is what Clint thought he was going to be getting. It's outfield play. Tyler Wade's getting so much run. He's going to be a dude. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, that is an interesting dynamic there. How the roles have reversed for those two. Clint was, well, Wader thought he was, you know, the big part of the future. He came up with these guys. Clint joins the organization. He comes up, he gets some good at bats, and now he's the future, and Wader's struggling, and here we are, end of 2019. Tyler Wade has a firm spot on the playoff roster. Clint is, well, Edwin's coming back in Texas, so that's it, that's all.
So is Gary. Gary was throwing behind the dish today. Like, oh, yeah. That. Hey, Johnny Lasagna's the pitcher today. We both have him as making the roster, the playoff roster, as that final extra innings or losing in a blowout spot. Do you think if he does terrible tonight, he can lose that?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, right?
I think it depends on the level of terrible. Not even necessarily like getting hit. Like, you just got to throw strikes and throw pitches. Like, we can't – if we need Johnny Lasagna at some point in this playoff, you have to believe he can throw strikes. And right now we don't, like, fully have that. So that's kind of a mini slash big what to watch for. At the same time, I think he could – if he goes – if he looks like good Johnny Lasagna, if he goes 2 innings, 4 Ks, if he goes 3 innings, 5 Ks, 1 earned run, no earned runs, I think he cements his spot on the playoff roster. It'd be interesting to see if they try to stretch him out a little more than they have, because if he does have that role on the team, they just want him as stretched out as he can be.
Well, it's Hap's coming in after him, and Hap is coming in, like they said, CeCe's going to be a one-inning reliever. They said Hap's going to be a bulk guy. Like, Hap's going to be a guy that comes in and gives us multiple innings. So I wonder, is it Lasagna for 2 to 3 and then Hap for as many as he can go? Is that what the strategy is today?
Well, and Jim, the other thing there that makes me backpedal from that previous statement, whenever we've seen them do this, like, they've had – in my head right now, they have Hap ready to go for the second inning. Like, they're like, Johnny, give us one no matter what happens. Hap, you're coming out in the second. So maybe it just might be one inning from Johnny Ellis, and then he throws under the dugout just so Hap comes in to technically not start a game. Because I would be surprised if Hap's first time as the bulk guy, they're just like, yeah, we're going to see how far Johnny goes. Like, that's not what they've done this year.
Yeah. Yeah, he might unload. Go unload, Johnny. Give us hundreds off the right out the gate.
And maybe that's Johnny Lasagna's other potential role is, hey, Johnny, let's see, turn it up to 10 for one inning. Give us 100 in that wipeout slider.
Yeah, could be true. You got Hap. What do you got on Hap? Does he need to prove anything?
Love Happer. No, because you come off of it and you're like, yeah, well, his first time being a bulk guy, I wasn't perfectly comfortable, and that's how you finesse out of there. But I mean, September half is real, so not worried at all.
Wow. All right. The Rays lineup is as follows. They got Joey Wendell leading off, playing right field. Austin Meadows at second. Travis d'Arnaud, center field. G-Man Choi, the walk-off yesterday's DHing today. Garcia is is catching. Lau or Lowe at first base. Duffy at short. Kiermaier, this is all wrong. Whatever. I forgot to change the Royals positions. So disregard everything I said. Besides, the names were right. Kiermaier, Adames, Charlie Morton's pitching. No one really cares anyway on the show. Charlie Morton is pitching. He's really good. He's probably the third best pitcher in the American League this year, Jake. He shut us down earlier in the year, like real bad. You think it's going to be very low scoring again?
Yeah, I mean, the Rays are playing playoff baseball. We saw that last night. And the Yankees, to a degree, are playing playoff baseball. The Yankees are playing practice playoff baseball. like, the Yankees are having a dress rehearsal while the Rays are already there. So, yeah, I think we're going to see another low-scoring one. Jim, I'm not going to back down on it. Charlie Morton had the best stuff from a starting pitcher I've seen this year against the Yankees. We didn't see Verlander on necessarily his best day. He looked like Justin Verlander still. But Charlie Morton, we saw him on his best day, and he was impressive.
Oh, 5 2/3, 5 hits, 1 earned run, 10 strikeouts. That was a line on the game you're talking about. The next time we saw Charlie Morton is 5 2/3, 5 earned runs, 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
So we've gotten to him as well, which is good. Which is good.
That was when that was really when the Rays were falling apart. Like, the Rays were bowing out of the AL East and the Yankees were putting their foot on the throat.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And let's see the stats. Giancarlo Stanton has really good numbers versus Morton. 375 batting average and 27 plate appearances. 1 home run, 2 doubles. Brett Gardner has 3 home runs against Charlie Morton, Jake. and 24 plate appearances.
Judge Guardy Stanton, man.
And two of those home runs came this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's Guardy season all year.
Damn. There's another stat here. Judge has terrible numbers, 1-for-16.
Yikes.
8 strikeouts. Yeah, Judge has terrible numbers against Morton. And Aaron Hicks, he's not playing. That's basically it. Yeah.
I just got the Wi-Fi password. Should I try going on that?
We're not live streaming right now because it's
okay.
So if you can do it,
let me try that.
All right.
A lot better on my end.
Yeah. Yeah, you're clear. Yeah. You weren't clear before.
No.
You look good, blurry.
Yeah.
It's like
I'm regretting that now too.
There's a little bit of like maybe he's hot.
Yeah. Then like the cheeks kick in. That's not good.
I'm trying to wait it out a little bit to see if the streaming gets better at all. But I don't know if it will. All right, Jake. So we did pitching matchup. We got Lasagna and Hap going. I kind of agree that it might be like one or two for Lasagna and then Hap for as long as he can go.
Well, that's I just when I'm spinning it through my head, like technically right now, like we can't trust Johnny Lasagna for two. And we're not going to bring Hap in the middle of the inning. So I guess maybe it's they want two out of Laza. And then they'll go to a reliever to get out of an inning, and they'll say, Hap, you're coming in for the second. But there's a chance they just tell Johnny to burn it out, and Hap, you're coming in the second. I don't know.
I don't know either. All right, let's move on. Do you think we see any of the four horsemen? They all pitched yesterday, besides Chapman. Might be like a get Chapman in the game mode. But other than that, we're not going to see the other three, right?
Yeah, Chapman threw in the pen. You might, Jim. I don't think. They haven't been shy from doubling up this year, and it's an off day tomorrow. And I'd have to look at the pitch numbers, but, I mean, Britton pitches better when he's pitched the day before, and he had a lot of rest before that. No, I'm not ruling out the four horsemen.
Okay. I think they might play it a little safer. How about the Rays not putting any runs across when it was like Monty, CeCe, Sessa, who did Lions? Crazy. Anyway. Lions with the short hook yesterday.
Heller. Yeah, because he's bad.
All right, let's do the homer draft. With no homers yesterday, no one had Cameron Maybin, so we got to do better today.
Homer draft.
It's the homer draft.
Homer draft.
Ba-do-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no-no
whole thing. The home run draft. Yeah, that's right. I took Stanton and Judge.
Yeah, you were flexing.
I was flexing on you right in the middle of that lineup. This is the easiest first pick I've ever had. It's Brett Gardner.
Yeah, that's a good call. Two home runs against numbers Morton
versus,
already.
Numbers versus Morton, split in Judge and Stanton. Are you kidding me?
All right, I'm taking Judge and Stanton.
Okay, that's a good pick too.
Flexing on you.
Should I go DJ just to have the top four of the lineup?
Flexing on you.
Wow, he's flexing on me. No, Jim, this is a – you saw him put a swing – you saw him put the swing on one yesterday. It's Wade Fade Wednesday, Tyler Wade.
Gardner and Wade versus Judge and Stanton in the homer draft. Muscle on muscle.
This is why they play the games.
No.
That's not why they play the games. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Just got to keep you in check a little bit.
It's a good call. That's right.
The good news is, Jake, we hammered the under yesterday. Best bet of our lives.
Yeah, that was – as that game developed, that was like, if you bet the over, you were the fool's fool.
Fool's fool. What do you got today? What do you think they have it? I mean, Morton's good. Lasagna, the Hap, they've been good. The Rays really haven't been hitting until they have to. Like, if it's a nothing-nothing game, the Rays are going to score one. If it's a 2-2 game, the Rays are going to score three. They've just been barely winning. And I think Morton's going to keep the Yankees at bay for a good amount, you know? So,
I'm taking the under.
I'm taking the under no matter what it is.
Morton might be the Yankees' best bet, actually, because all the Rays relievers are going to get yanked instantly. But Morton's going to have some leash, so they might get him. I think I'm getting the boot, Jim.
What's the over-under at? Just we're both taking the under no matter what?
Yeah. yeah.
All right. Jake's currently getting kicked out of the office that he's in, so we will end this. Jake's about to fly.
We're 8.5. Wow.
Wow, so they're on it. Jake's about to fly out east, and we will be together. This was a mess of a pregame show, but we appreciate you guys listening and tuning in as always, and we'll see you later. Go Yanks. Jake, you got any last words while you pack up?
Fry the fish.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.